Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Probably has greater impact if you can see it. Okay.
Look at these! Right. We've got the white frat boys throwing away protesters' belongings, and we've got the pigs in brown doing nothing about it, although we are being forced off campus. Pigs in brown!
All right, welcome back on this Monday. The first noise that you heard, since this is continuing on and it's finally starting to break apart a little bit, just because even the Democratic Party, since they were getting heckled themselves, I guess they are starting to stand up against all these stupid protests by a bunch of ignorant children that have no idea why they're there in the first place. But the first sound you heard was hundreds of these American students at college submitting to Islam by getting on their hands and knees to pray during Islamic call to prayer time. Oh, and that's what you were listening to, the sound of the, I guess, singing, it was, and they were starting their prayer. What more can you say except for the ignorance just runs deep? Most of these people, you have women out there. I mean, do they have any idea how they're treated under Sharia law? Probably not, because I'm sure they didn't bother to look into it. You have homosexuals there, and I'm sure they didn't look into it, knowing that you are an infidel and an abomination to the Muslims, and they would kill you as soon as look at you. And you just have a whole gang of idiots on their hands and knees in college, in front of the college there, praying to Allah, I guess, for Sharia law. I mean, I got to say, it's really amazing how stupid these children are. I mean, you have learned nothing in life at this point in time. You know absolutely nothing. You've been fully indoctrinated. I can tell you that the left did an excellent job indoctrinating you fools, because you don't even know why you're there. We played that clip last week where the one girl's like, why are we protesting? I don't even know. I don't know. I wish we were smarter, better educated. The second one you heard was at Arizona State University, where the fraternity boys decided that they were going to tear down the protesters' camp while the police watched and secured the perimeter, allowing them to do so. So, for the fraternity boys, thank you very much for stepping up and stopping this insanity on time. I love it that they grabbed all their crap, their useless garbage and junk that was on the property there, and threw it all away. So good for them. You know, we all got to stand up to this insanity and this madness. You can't let the small 2% of people that agree with this crap, you can't let them run the show. We run the show, the 98% that are like, no, we're not with that. You guys shut up, disperse, get out of here. You're ignorant, stupid. Pick a book up, open a book, read a book. Read what you're actually advocating for. Read about Sharia law. Understand what they would do to you if you are actually willing to to be part of that. And before you go out there, get on your hands and knees like an idiot and start worshiping and praying. Man, so many lost souls. It's crazy. You know, I'm recording this on a Sunday. I went to church. We had a, you know, sometimes your pastor's mean on Sundays. That's all I can say. Sometimes the pastor's got to preach, and he's going to call people out in the congregation. And it's a good thing, in my opinion. You know, that's how he keeps people straight, keeps you in line. And it was one of those preachings today on a Sunday, you know, because I'm recording this Sunday evening. But it was one of those preachings today, so I started my day off good. Because usually when the pastor's going in hard on everybody, most of the time, not saying all the time, but 99% of the time, I'm excluded from that because I'm already doing what he's complaining about, so I'm not worried about myself. But watching other people, I generally enjoy service more because I'm just smiling and looking around, and you can see all the people who are not doing what they're supposed to be doing's faces, and it's kind of entertaining to watch. It's a little guilty pleasure I have. So I started off my day good. And then, you know, you see all this stupid nonsense. Update on last week, we talked about AI. And as far as AI goes, there was a Maryland high school. There was a principal that somebody created an AI generated voice of him saying some derogatory statements and some racist statements. Well, Pikesville High School, the principal Eric Istwert. That's a hell of a name there, Istwert, was removed from his position after that audio that I played for you guys last week of him making some remarks about Jewish parents and making remarks about black kids came out, and he was removed from his position, and he endured a lot of harassment and unrest in his life because of it. Well, ultimately, Maryland High School Athletic Director was arrested. He was arrested last week, at the end of last week, under suspicion of using AI to frame his principal as a racist. He was apprehended at an airport while checking regulations for flying with a firearm. There are other people that are linked to it as well. It was the investigation turned up that there were three teachers in possession of this clip the night before it went viral. The first was Darian, who was arrested. The second was Shania Ravenel, excuse me. And the third was someone that said Darian and Ravenel sent it to her. Ravenel told the police that she sent the clip to media outlets, the NAACP, at a student who she knew would, who she knew would rapidly spread the message around various social media outlets and throughout the school. She did not mention receiving it from Darian until confronted about it and his involvement. But ultimately, he has been arrested under the suspicion that it was him that used AI to generate this fake audio clip of the high school principal saying some messed up things. I played the clip for you last week. I mean, if you want, we could play it. Might as well. I'll just play it again for you because I think it just makes it easier. Here it is.
I'm the principal here, me and only me. You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side. Kathy, I'm done.
That was it. So if you hadn't heard it, and there it is, we played it again. Unfortunately, the principal did lose his job. So even though it was a fake, ultimately, it did cost him his job one way or the other. He was removed from his position. You know, I don't know what the outcome of that is going to be under the new light that they found that who did it and it actually wasn't him. I don't know if he gets his job back. I don't know if he even wants his job back at that point. He's been smeared. I would imagine it's probably not going to be too easy for him to get a job anywhere else because a lot of people don't actually follow through with stories and they'll only hear one side of it. So that's going to put a stain on him. And who knows how his life moves forward from here. This is why I think AI is so dangerous. It's not that he actually did anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. And it's proven now that he didn't do anything wrong. But all it takes is to just ruin your reputation just a little bit. And it's going to make things that much more difficult for you going forward. Also, probably the biggest problem with this whole thing is then how do we know what to believe and what not to believe? How do we know what audio is real versus what audio is fake? And they're getting so good with audio, you could barely tell anymore. You know, video is not far behind. Once they can create false video, false audio, this really gets down to you choose whether you want to believe or not. I mean, it's sad to say that, but that's where it's headed, unless somebody hits the pause button on AI. And we have gone over this in the past as well, that some of the greatest minds in the world are telling them that you need to stop with AI. AI is going to become extremely dangerous. And this creation, it needs to stop, but you know, it's like an arms race. Every country that's involved in it is involved in it, and they want to be the first to create it. They want to be the first one to come out of the box saying that we have fully integrated AI, self-sustaining, self-thinking, does its own thing. And honestly, I believe that's going to be the beginning of the downfall of humanity. Humanity's already limping along as it is. I mean, you see the amount of evil that's in this world right now. I think that that's just going to be the kind of the final nail in the coffin. I mean, once you have robots, for example, I rented a car because I was going to visit my mother. And these cars, they yell at you. I don't know how else to say it. I'm going to change lanes. I know how close the car next to me is. I see it pass me. But because I start going to change lanes earlier than the car thinks I should change lanes, the car starts beeping. I got to tell you, I'm not used to that because I drive old cars that don't talk to me, that don't try to tell me what to do. So therefore, I don't have all these loud sounds going off in the car. Honestly, I think it's more hazardous to have those in the car because it makes you want to crash. Because all of a sudden, it's like, especially if you're not ready for it, this loud sound, this flashing red light in front of you, everything goes off. You're like, what the hell's happening here? It's crazy. I don't need a car talking to me. AI, same thing. I don't need a toaster telling me when the toast is done. I don't need a refrigerator calling me up and reminding me to close the door or telling me I'm low on milk. You might want to pick up some milk while you're out. I don't want electronics telling me anything. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. We're getting to a point where I think that's going to be the downfall of humanity. Number one, AI, let's be honest. They get it to that type of a level, it's going to wipe out probably, you know, 50 to 75% of jobs. Think about the fast food industry. That's a prime example. I remember reading an article on this. It makes perfect sense. You go up there, an AI-generated robot takes your order at the window, and then it just sends it out to you in the drive-thru. You have eliminated an entire position there. Gone. What people used to have, gone. It's like when you go to the grocery stores now, where they used to provide service, where they used to ask you paper or plastic. If you're not old enough to remember that, boy, I'm getting old. I used to go in a store, paper or plastic. Yes, sir. Did you find everything you need? Did you enjoy your shopping experience today? Oh, yes, I did. Thank you very much. Will it be cash, check, charge? Okay, yeah. Okay, paper, plastic, perfect. Would you like us to double bag it, put it off? No, now it's the green light. Follow the green light in Walmart. Lane's open. You go, you scan, you bag yourself. If the computer thinks that you did something slick, then they call somebody over, and then they got to watch a video to see if you're stealing from them or not. I mean, this is where we're going. You've eliminated, almost completely eliminated cashiers. You're taking jobs away from hardworking Americans. Like I said, I think this is just the beginning of the end. AI is going to create more problems than it's worth, at least in my opinion. But I wanted to give you an update on that story. Last but not least, and you know, Hollyweird. And I don't think anything really surprises me that comes out of Hollywood anymore. But I think this does say something to, about Joe Biden. And I'm going to get into some numbers shortly after this. But about his election, the election coming up. We're having now multiple reports that indicate that Hollywood director Steven Spielberg is strategically working with Joe Biden's reelection campaign and helping to plan the Democratic National Convention. Puck News' Matt Belloni, was the first to report that Spielberg had been quietly but actively working with Joe Biden's campaign to help choreograph August's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. I mean, they want this to look as good as possible. Listen, people, he's dying. That's where I'm about to get into right now. This guy's dying in the polls. Okay, they need to do everything that they can to try to prop this guy up and make it look good. I mean, and the Democratic National Convention is no different from anything else. Right now, Joe Biden is the least popular commander-in-chief at this point in his presidency in the last 70 years, below Richard Nixon and Jimmy Carter. Okay? I mean, that's saying a lot. Biden, who's 81 years old, which I can't even believe. Let's put everything else aside, people. 81 years old, this guy's running for president. He ain't been reelected yet. His term will not start until the beginning of next year. And he's got 4 years beyond that. The guy's already 81 years old. You don't think. When most people, I don't know about you, but I know at least me, I'm trying to just get to 62. And hopefully I have done enough and been financially savvy enough and saved enough with my 401ks and my retirement plans that I got all set up, that when I'm 62, I tell everybody, have a nice death, I'm out. And I'm going to go enjoy my life while I have a little bit of juice left in the legs and the back so I can go play with the grandkids and go around and do some of the things I want before I need to hover around. But that's my plot. Why are you still working at 81, Joe? Why do you want to be president of the United States at 81 years old? Because they're just propping you up. It's an agenda. This has nothing to do with you actually wanting to work. You should be sitting at home in your tighty-whities and your wife beater, eating a bowl of cereal, watching Saturday morning cartoons. That's about the extent of what you should be doing. 81. Biden is now 81. He notched a dismal 38.7% job approval rating in the first quarter of 2024. That is horrible. And that is from a Gallup poll. And that survey was released on Friday. That's 3 points lower than the one-term George H.W. Bush at the same point in his presidency. With about 6 months before Election Day, Biden stands in a weaker position than any prior incumbent president, period. And this is coming from multiple pollsters. Okay. in contrast, Donald Trump, who is fighting with Biden for his second White House bid, had a 46.8 approval rating at this point in his presidency. Even Richard Nixon and Jimmy Carter had higher ratings than Biden, with a 53.7 for Nixon and a 47.7 for Carter. Carter sucked. Respectively, Eisenhower had the highest rating ever that I have seen or I could find. Because I tried to verify this, you know, all these numbers, and I went there and they were right on this one. He had a 73.2% according to a poll from those times, which is unbelievable. I mean, you know, listen, you're up at around 50% or better than half, you're doing pretty well. 73% is quite amazing. The result of Gallup's presidential polls, which was organized, has compiled since the presidency of Dwight D. Eisenhower began in 1952, has strongly been predictive of re-election success. Historically, every incumbent in the past seven decades with approval rating lower than 50%, or approval rating above, 50%, has won a second term. Only Barack Obama bucked the trend in 2012 when he came in, despite a middling 46% approval rating that he had at the time, but look who he was up against at the time. I mean, that was kind of neither here nor there. No first-term president in Gallup's history has returned to the White House with approval numbers as low as Biden's. So why is Steven Spielberg helping him? Why is Steven Spielberg choreographing the Democratic National Convention? They need all the help they can get. They went to Hollyweird to get some help. You know, most of those people are in it for the process. I honestly believe that most people in Hollywood actually don't agree with the politicians. There are, I'm sure, quite a bit that do, but not everybody the way it appears. I'm sure there are a lot that don't, but out of fear of losing their opportunities or losing their statue because these people are megalomaniacs, they just go with the flow and say whatever they want to say, but behind closed doors, they vote the way they really want to vote. I believe that. But he went to Hollyweirdo, got himself Steven Spielberg, because they need all the help that they can get trying to make this thing look as good as humanly possible. They want to make this look like an award show. They want to make this look like the Democrats are on top, like they ain't worried about nothing, like they're having the best time of their lives trying to get this guy reelected, because at this current time, if the election was held today with every poll, every swing state, everything, Joe Biden loses, and actually Joe Biden loses big. That's today. It's not November. We've got a ways to go till November. And things change constantly, week after week. So, but at least as of today, if the poll was held, if the election was held because of the polls, Joe Biden loses big. All I have to say is they better get all the help that they can possibly get, because there's no way that they reverse any of this before the election. If I was going to predict something, and you can call me out later if I'm wrong, things will level out. They're not going to get better, but they are going to try to sell you a package like things are getting better, even though they are getting slightly worse. But that would be my prediction. Things will continue to decline slightly. It'll slow down. They're going to slow the drip down, and they're going to try to sell you a bill of goods saying that all is well, and hope that the people buy into it. And then they're going to put on the big production, which is why you bring a moron like Steven Spielberg in, who's in it to win it, with the Democratic Party.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.